Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
What's the reason to duck? It's here. You know, there's no reason to duck. I'm here. Rome's here. Keenan Allen, you know, top five defense that we had last year. You know, special teams, all the new roles, whatever. You know, we're here. So I'm excited. I know everybody's excited. The Bear fans are excited from what I've heard and seen. And there's no reason to duck. You know, attack it, you know, head first and go get it.
No reason to duck, says Caleb Williams. I agree with him. Let's talk about that and more with our next guest in studio, Kalen Kaler, who is on Twitter at Kalen Kaler, senior NFL writer at The Athletic here on the Bernstein and Holmes Show. Hello again.
Hi, thanks for having me. It's so exciting to actually be here in person for the first time.
You know, the last time we actually met in person,
he can't stop telling this story.
This is his favorite story. CBA.
It was in your dad's huge office that he had as the general manager of the Hartford Hellcats. And this was either like December of 94 or January of 95. And I walked in. I'm like, hey, let's go look at this. Is an office case, man. Look, this is crazy. It's like, yeah, I know. And they say, here, meet Kalen. And he brings over the plastic bucket. And inside the plastic bucket is a tiny little baby. I'm like, hi, hello. Like that, I couldn't even imagine. I couldn't get my head around. Like, that's yours. Like, you're in charge of that.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to figure out what to do with all this stuff.
And then the baby said in a raspy voice, in 2024, guys, the Bears are going to draft this kid that you've never heard of.
His generational talent.
Yeah, he's a generational talent. His name is Caleb Williams, and he's going to completely change the way that the franchise operates.
That's exactly how
it's a great call on your part.
No, it's funny. My dad and I, he does this thing where no matter what we're talking about, he will connect it to the CBA, the Continental Basketball Association. Literally anyone and everyone. Like if we called him in right now and we're like, Caleb Williams, he'd be like, okay, well, Caleb Williams. And then he would just somehow connect it back with like 1 or 2 degrees of separation to the CBA. And it's actually hilarious.
That's what my radio partner does every day.
All roads lead back one way or the other. Because people who lived through whatever that was, we've got a special bond because we made it out and we've got the stories.
How was your draft experience?
It was good. My draft experience is kind of unconventional, I would say, because I did go to the press conferences on Friday at Hallis Hall because obviously that was a huge day for the Bears and I wanted to see Caleb Williams and Rome in person and get a chance to meet their families and hear what they were going to have to say. So I did that on Friday, but then the rest of the draft, I'm kind of like a scout in that day three of the draft is when I get really excited about stuff because especially this year, well, every year I do a series called Prospect X where I pick I call it the most overlooked player in the draft. And my criteria is they weren't invited to the combine. They didn't get one of the top three all-star games. So Senior Bowl, East-West, Shrine Game, and the third one this year is the Hula Bowl. So they can't be in those top three games. And then, but there's somebody that teams really like and are probably going to get drafted. And I highlight them before the draft anonymously so I can like tell all the details of their story. And then after the draft, I do a reveal. So yesterday, I just finished my reveal story. My guy this year, I can say who it is because it's coming out tomorrow and everybody figured it out anyways. His name is Levi Drake Rodriguez, defensive tackle from Texas A&M Commerce. It reminds me of your segment, your Who's Your Guy segment. I don't know if anybody mentioned him, any of the callers this year, but you printed out the beast. Wow.
I did.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's in there.
Just for reasons like this.
I believe he's the 26th ranked defensive tackle. Actually, and I work with Dane, obviously, at The Athletic, and so I have to tell him, like, way early, like, hey, here's three guys I'm thinking about. Like, please, like, don't hype them up too much because I get, like...
And knowing him, he's like, I'm going to do my job, and I will do what I have to do, and you'll deal with it.
Right. Well, he actually, he put Levi, his ranking in there is as a PFA, and I took issue with him afterwards. I was like, Dane, he's definitely a seventh round pick. And he's like, well, come on. I didn't want to give him too much credit. And I was like, okay, you're helping me out. You're right. So I will say Dane does such a good job with that. Like, it is impossible. I think the first year that I did Prospect X, the guy, I have to fact check this, but I think I remember that my guy was not in the beast and he did get drafted in the sixth round. But the 5 years since, I have been unable to find anyone that Dane hasn't found. Like, he is just so on top of it. So
here's the summary.
Yeah, let's hear it.
On Levi Drake Rodriguez out of Texas A&M Commerce. Overall, Rodriguez is still in the development process, and he doesn't have elite length or strength, but his athletic urgency and promising hand use give blockers all they can handle. Great priority free agent.
Yeah, so the Vikings took him with their last pick, and I knew it was going to be them because – in the process of me picking my player, I'm obviously not watching tape of 350 prospects. Like, I do not have the time for that. I don't know how Dane has the time to do that, but I'm not doing that. So I reach out to scouts that I know, and I'm like, hey, anybody fit this criteria that you think is getting buzz, that you think is a good shot, but they're kind of slipping through the cracks in this way? And somebody had mentioned to me Levi, and I was like, all right. And so then I start pulling all the scouts that I know, and I texted a couple Viking scouts that I know. And when they don't respond or, like, they're unwilling,
like, wait a second
then
here.
You know you hit. And actually, they asked me, they were like, could you pick someone else? Like, literally. And I was like, no, it's too late. Like, I was at Commerce, like, visiting this kid in person. I sent a picture to the Vikings because I knew they liked him. And they're like, is it too late for you to pick someone else? And I'm like, yeah, it is too late. So I knew it was going to be that. Right.
Maybe.
Yeah, like, what are you going to do? So I knew it was going to be them. And so it was cool. And yesterday, this has never happened before. Usually I'll get, like, one person from the team to talk about the player if he gets drafted or signs as a priority free agent. Because obviously I'm at 500 right now. Three of my guys have been drafted. Three have signed as priority free agents right after the draft. And I'll ask the team, hey, can I talk to the general manager or the scouting director or whoever? Usually I get one guy. Sometimes it's the GM. Sometimes it's whoever is right underneath him, the college scouting director. This time the Vikings gave me four people to talk about this kid, which I was like, oh, my God. First of all, they do have a great PR staff, so they get credit there. But I just think it shows how much the Vikings were excited about this player because he's a unique pass rusher for coming from small school. Like, he has an arsenal of pass rush moves that you wouldn't expect from somebody that is from such a small school. And then he just has this personality that's honestly a little bit insane. Like, he admits he has ADHD and he's just all over the place, but in, like, the best way. And so the Vikings just loved him so much. They gave me four people to talk about him with. And I was like, oh, my gosh, thank you. This is crazy. So, yeah, that's coming out tomorrow.
Speaking of great PR staff that the Vikings have, the Bears behind the scenes have made a ton of changes, including the whole comms staff. There's a separate business comms staff, a football comms staff now.
And it seemed like they were promoting people like every other day.
So what?
I lost track, honestly.
What do you think is being reshaped? And do you have good reviews for the direction it's going?
So I want to start with something Caleb Williams actually said on Friday about this. So John Greenberg on Thursday night asked him a really good question. He was like, hey, what research did you do about the lack of quarterback success here in Chicago? Like, you knew Chicago had the number one pick. Did you care? Did you ask about it? You know, how did that process go? And Caleb's answer was really interesting. You know, he's basically said, yeah, I did some research. I asked questions to the staff. He didn't say specifically who, but I'm assuming Poles and Eberflus he was talking to about this lack of quarterback success here. And he said they were really truthful to him and super honest. And those conversations were happening with Caleb and his dad is what he said. So that was the last question that he took Thursday night right after the draft. And I was like, oh my gosh, we need to follow up on that on Friday, because he didn't say what they told him on Thursday night. He just said they were being really truthful about why things hadn't worked here with quarterbacks. So then on Friday, they did their cameras press conference, Rome and Caleb. They each went to with the cameras, and then they brought them back in for like 5 minutes with all the, you know, print online reporters, no cameras. And so we got to ask them a few more questions, you know, limited with 5 minutes, obviously, but we got to ask them a few more questions. So I asked Caleb, hey, what exactly did they tell you about why things haven't worked and what is the direction going forward? Because he had said on Thursday, like, they presented their plan going forward too. And let me pull up, hold on, what Caleb actually said. He said, so the explanation was that they haven't put everybody in the right spaces. And that's their mission and goal here. That's why y'all have been seeing the people hired, whether it's coaches, executives, PR teams, and things like that. And then getting those right people to bring in the right people for the culture and to lead to victories in the brotherhood that we should have. So I thought that was interesting because he specifically mentioned like executives, PR teams as part of the plan that had been presented to him as to how they were going to get this thing to work. And when you mentioned the PR teams, they hired Ted Cruz from the Chiefs. He was the lead. I don't remember what his title was there. Probably VP of comms or something like that.
Wasn't he
like
the
that.
Guy that you always saw with Mahomes on the field?
Always. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like the Packers sort of was a little bit different, but Aaron always had a guy there, like always had a guy. Tom Fanning with the Packers was always Aaron Rodgers' guy following him everywhere. So I do think like the teams that have star quarterbacks, like you have to have somebody who is like that guy's guy. Like you have to have somebody with that guy all the time, who knows everything that's going on with them. So Ted Cruz was that guy in Kansas City, and he was hired here with the Bears. What is his exact title? Do we know?
I don't.
It's like something like long.
Senior vice president of communications.
But it's like
something
also like to the president. Or
is he
something.
Is similar to what Julian Green is with
it
with
feels
the Cubs?
That way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Ted is now like in charge, is like the head honcho of PR here. And I think we can infer that the reason they hired him from the Chiefs is because they are a winning organization. And he has handled the level of press coverage that comes with a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes.
Here's the title, and it is a mouthful.
It's like la 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 to the president.
Special advisor to the president / CEO and chief administrative officer, Ted Cruz.
Yeah, so I think it's just he's in charge. Like, I just think he's in charge of the communications strategy and vision.
And it says, like, in his bio, he will oversee all corporate and football communications.
Yeah. So I think it's a level up from where he was at in Kansas City. So I actually am curious, like, who is so he might not be like the on the ground next to Caleb at all times guy.
But he might. He's probably going to hire.
He's
going to
hire
person.
That person. Yeah. So that is a move that I think is still coming, and it could be an internal promotion. I don't know. I don't know exactly who it might be, but I thought it was very interesting that Caleb specifically said in his answer about how they're going to fix the Bears, basically, is like hiring new people and bringing them in. And we've seen
so
all
spring.
So
would this not have happened had they not ended up with the number one pick to become
I don't
Caleb
think so.
Williams?
No, I don't think so either. And that is something that I wanted to talk about because I was thinking today before I got here, Joe Burrow to the Bengals is exactly what Caleb Williams is to the Bears. The Bengals, for years, didn't spend money. We're a very old-fashioned franchise. In many ways, they still are, but like they now have a ring of honor. They never had a ring of honor before Joe Burrow got there. They never had like marketing rights to their stadium they had recently done. Like now they have an indoor facility there. They have made so many changes that are like a direct result of having Joe Burrow. And they're paying players too now.
And even with, hey, which way should we go? Penei Sewell or Ja'Marr Chase?
Yeah,
like, and I feel like that happened here too.
Yep. So
which one of these guys do you
want?
He
won't cop to it though. Because Parkinson Spiegel asked him directly and he's like, I don't know.
Right.
I demurred on that, but
We got our guy. That's to me, that's enough of a validation of that point. When you have Caleb being there in front of Bears people going, we got our guy. It's
completely.
We got our guy.
Yeah, and so I think the Joe Burrow Bengals comparison is like exactly what's going to happen here. They are hiring people because of Caleb. They are drafting people because of Caleb. Like we've talked, I think we've talked a lot in this pre-draft process about how he's going to change that process for future prospects. But he's changing the Bears like already, and it's really kind of incredible to see that because all the other quarterbacks they drafted, like no one else had that impact. They weren't chosen number one overall. They didn't have that sway.
I want to ask you more about Caleb. Specifically, like a lot of people have made the Patrick Mahomes comp, and I'm uncomfortable with that because I feel like Patrick Mahomes is one of one. But I do think he's got a good model to follow. How have you observed that Caleb is trying to follow that model?
Yeah, so I heard just recently from a couple of good sources who are agents or marketing agents that he has hired Jacqueline Dahl, who is a very well-respected marketing, I guess you could say agent or, I don't know, publicist. I don't know the exact word to describe what she does, but she works for Mahomes. And like Mahomes, I think she works for Brittany Mahomes as well. Like she works for like the Mahomes brand. And within the NFL, people really respect her for the work that she's done with Mahomes. And I think all of us as just kind of observers of Patrick Mahomes can say, like, you know, he's done a lot with being in commercials and this publicity and all of that.
WWE Raw last night.
Yeah. So that's news to me. I mean, I'm not a WWE fan.
They were in Kansas City. Like, he was part of, like, the show
last night.
Which is crazy.
And she describes herself, Jacqueline Dahl describes herself as a marketing agent.
Yeah.
For NFL and MLB athletes, influencers, and brands.
Yeah. And she's very well respected. I don't know a ton about her. I tried to talk to her. I actually called her this morning because I was like, ooh, I want to talk about this on the radio. She didn't answer. So I have not confirmed with her that she is, in fact, hired by him. I want to make that clear. But I have heard from two good sources that she is working with him and for him now. And I think that's really interesting because that just shows you, like, you know, he already had a team of publicists that he was working with previously, and I think he is still working with them. I don't think that relationship is over. I think he's just building, like adding on to his team now that he's a pro football player and there's going to be even more endorsements to come. So he already has been doing a ton of NIL when he was at USC. But I think this just shows us that he is actively thinking about the Mahomes model and wanting to do what Mahomes has done.
Chicago-based star NFL reporter Kalen Kaler, currently with The Athletic, is with us in studio. And we're going to have more when we come back. And when we do, I want to go back to what you told us last time you were on about those 3 hours per week that were allowed in Zoom conferences for the Bears to begin uploading some offensive stuff, get more information in that regard about where we are in this process. So
I also want to talk about the cognitive testing stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, because... Mm-hmm.
And how many guys skipped it because of what happened with mm-hmm. CJ Stroud?
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we'll do all that next. Don't go anywhere. You have the score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
My dad's been a part of my life, and he's a lot smarter than me, has a lot more wisdom than me, so that's why, you know, he's heard a lot of people speak before. He's in the world of business and real estate, so, you know, he's been in it for many, many years. So the wisdom part and me trusting him, that's why he's a part of it. And then the other half of that, what was the first part of the question again?
What was the explanation that
I got you. So the explanation was just that they haven't put, you know, everybody in the right spaces. And that, you know, that, you know, that's their mission and goal here. That's why y'all have been seeing, you know, the people hired, whether it's coaches, executives, PR teams and things like that, and then getting those right people to bring in the right people for the culture and to lead to victories and you know, the brotherhood that we should have.
It all matters for Caleb Williams. You can hear him talking about both his dad and what the Bears told him about what they need to do better when it comes to being an environment that can allow a quarterback to thrive, because it's never mattered more. You heard the person asking that question, who is our in-studio guest, Kalen Kaler of The Athletic. So you had said that he's already kind of learning the Bears offense, and it's okay that they were allowed to meet with him, and yet it's almost like he doesn't really want to say. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, it was interesting. So I have information on that directly from Will Hewlett, who I think is coming on the station later this afternoon with the next show. Yeah, he says private quarterback coach, great guy, has worked with a lot of quarterbacks in the pre-draft process, is going to be working with Caleb all summer, getting him ready for the NFL. And, you know, Will told me, Will has a long relationship with Shane Waldron, the offensive coordinator for the Bears, through this high school quarterback camp called the Quarterback Collective. And so they're good friends, and they are obviously talking a lot. And, you know, he said he's kind of been used as a vessel to impart the Bears offense to Caleb in this process, because during the pre-draft process, the amount of communication they can have with a prospect is limited to 3 one-hour sessions per week, which is still a lot of time. And Will told me they were using all of the time that they possibly could. The Bears were with Caleb. And so I asked Caleb about that. I was like, hey, how much of the offense have you been able to learn? And he was like, none. It's just been relationship building. So I think he's just kind of uncomfortable with the notion that this was happening. Maybe he doesn't know that it is completely above board, because it is, and it has been done before. I was actually talking to somebody who knows, this wasn't directly people with the Bengals, but somebody who was aware of the Bengals and Joe Burrow. Going back to Joe Burrow again, they knew they were taking him number one overall that year in 2020, and they started teaching him the offense. And per this person who knows the people there well, it really helped Joe and really gave him a head start and helped him really just make that NFL transition, which is already so hard, made it a lot easier. And when I'm talking to Will about it, and I'm sure he'll talk about this later today on the station, but, you know, he said he's going to be weeks ahead because of this work. And that is not nothing when you're talking about a rookie quarterback who, it's the, probably the hardest transition in sports, is college quarterback to NFL quarterback. So Will has been able to work with him on footwork, on marrying footwork and route concepts that the Bears are going to be using in their offense, some of the language that they use, which obviously every team has different words for that mean the same thing, but everybody uses different words to describe things. So they've already been able to get a head start on all of that, which is going to be a meaningful advantage.
We were talking last week about Caleb navigating some of the dog whistle stuff that has been said about him. I've been trying to figure out, and maybe it's Dan and I have the opportunity to talk with you. You're a younger person with a lot of like emotional maturity. I've been trying to figure out where the hell Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze, and I mean, even Keon, like where do these kids get this from? What have people told you about how Caleb is so comfortable inside of his own skin?
Yeah, both Caleb and Rome are super impressive in terms of how they communicate publicly already at that age. I think like a few years ago, I think college players were a lot less prepared. And I think NIL is part of that because they already have to be public facing and they're getting, I mean, before name, image, likeness, you know, college players barely got to talk to media. They, you know, were just one of the pack. They really didn't get those opportunities. So I think that's a huge part of it is that, you know, Caleb has done a lot of media already coming into this. And then I also think, I mean, he mentioned this when he was on the Pivot podcast, which I didn't know about him. He said in high school, he had his own apartment in D.C. because where his parents lived was like far from where he went to school.
He was overlooking the field.
Yeah. Like, which is crazy to me to think you're like living alone at age 15 or 16. And so, you know, I don't know the full details. I'm sure his parents were checking in on him regularly, but like he was at a very young age, like tasked with all of this responsibility. And when you hear him talk about it, it's like very clear that like he's known for years that he was going to be the number one overall pick. Like that's been a goal of his for years and that's been motivating him. And so it's made him way more mature. I think sometimes like when I think with a lot of like Olympic athletes, when they're kind of ruined by that, when they're all
the gymnasts, they're sent yeah. to Houston when they're eight.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I think with Olympic athletes, for some reason, it's like destructive, but
maybe because of how individual it is and that the next day, like even though Caleb's by himself, when he goes to practice, he's, you know, part of
with a
collective. Right.
Yeah.
I wonder if that plays a role in it.
It probably does because it just seems like it is destructive when you do this with figure skating, gymnastics, even like tennis sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like sports like that, it feels like the people get ruined by that process. But it seems like with Caleb, this like tunnel vision, because he talks about it when he was 10 years old, his dad and him decided, okay, you want to be the greatest quarterback of all time? Well, let's do it. How do we get you there? Let's come up with a strength plan, a training plan, a diet. He was like, I ate the same thing for breakfast every day for like 6 years. Like, so, you know, things like that, it feels
fruity
like
pebbles.
Right.
That's only cool if it's Fruity Pebbles.
Right.
Or Crunch Berry.
No, Fruity Pebbles.
Lucky Charms is my favorite cereal. I had to give that up though.
Why?
That's so bad for you.
So?
Oh my God. but it's my vice. Like if I have one, it's over.
Oh, it's in, you go into like, a tailspin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, no, I haven't had cereal in, like, 6 years now because I'm like, I
so
can't.
So you're like Caleb Williams.
there's a mental health positive to it.
And it's just, it's literally, it's bad for me. Like, it will be bad. I would have cereal at dinner. I would have it for lunch. I would have it for every meal.
I can't believe,
if I could.
When you say something wrong, I'll let you know.
I can't believe none of you guys said Bojack's Cinnamon Toast Squares. None of
the
cereal.
No, it's over.
That's
the problem. It's over now. I had my two bowls, and it's gone, and that's done now.
I don't know what I was saying. Oh yeah, so he's been dead set on this path, and it has not been destructive to him. It feels like it's been completely constructive, and has made him super prepared for this moment. And like when I was talking to Will Hewlett about him, like the mental side, he was like, I've never worked with a prospect who is like so bulletproof because he's been totally vilified on social media. And he's like, he just handles it so well. It doesn't faze him. And he will read some of the tweets. Like I heard him on the Pivot podcast. He was like, yeah, I'll look in every once in a while. I think it's kind of funny. And I think that's such a
healthy,
good attitude to have because you do have to be able to like laugh at that stuff or, you know, you're going to be crushed. And I think the crying in his mommy's lap thing is like a great example of that, because every time he's talked about that, he's like, yeah, I heard it. Obviously, like I saw the reaction and I thought it was kind of funny. Like, you know, people are reacting to this, but it doesn't bother me. And so sometimes when athletes say that, they're like, blinders are on. I don't really believe
Mitch
them.
Trubisky. I turned off all the TVs.
Turn off the TVs. Oh my God. That was a great moment. That was a really good, funny moment in Bears history that I will not forget.
It's hard. I haven't found the humor in it yet. We're not far removed enough. It still just kind of sucks.
I remember in the locker room that day, I was literally going around asking the players, were the TVs on? Did they really get turned off, or was that metaphorical? And I can't remember what they said about that, but I was like, I gotta
find out.
That
was like Chicago City News. If your mother says she loves you, check it out.
Right. Yeah.
Check it out. Right. That's what you were doing there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, he is very, he's, I think bulletproof is a really good way to describe him.
Can we talk about the cognitive testing stuff for a second?
Yeah.
Because Dan and I have had these kind of big overarching conversations about how everyone in the NFL thinks that they're a damn psychologist. And we may have seen that type of attitude towards getting into the mind of a player backfire on CJ Stroud. Now the Stroud example can be used by other players, by agents. What did we see when it came to whether or not teams were doing this and whether players were allowing themselves to be put into these cognitive tests?
Yeah, so I think it was in February I reported I heard that Athletes First, the agency that represents CJ Stroud, had advised all of its players, do not take any of these psychological tests, not just the S2, but any of them, because there's like four or five that are in rotation among NFL teams. And they were like, they sent an email out and they're like, okay, because of what happened to CJ, essentially, like, we don't want any of our players subjected to this. And they sent the email to teams saying, hey, don't be expecting to get this from our players because we're telling them not to take it. Now, every player still has free will. So I think a good chunk of their players that they represent still decided to take it. But yesterday I was talking to somebody in analytics and I was like, hey, did you actually like see a difference in the number of data inputs that you had for the psychological testing when it came to the prospects this year? And they said, yeah, they had seen a noticeable drop off in the players. And I didn't get a specific number on that of like, was it 50% less? Was it 30% less? I don't have a specific number on that yet, because this is something I want to follow up on down the road and like talk to some evaluators and like GMs about, you know, did it actually hinder your decision making process or your evaluation process in any way? But yeah, they said that they had seen for the first time a big drop off in the number of prospects who did choose to do those. So there was a lot of them that didn't. And I know like Drew Rosenhaus, who also has a big agency, he's like, a super agent, I guess you could say. He said the same thing where he didn't want his players doing it. And I don't know exactly how many agencies really advise their players on this, not to take part in it. But I know it was kind of a trend for a while at the beginning of this pre-draft process because of the very negative publicity that CJ Stroud got. And a lot of agents kind of see it as like, there's no win here. Like, especially with the S2, because the way the S2 functions, you get one score, which people don't like that because it's like, well, that's not really representing someone's full intelligence. Like other tests, there's one called AIQ, I believe. I might have those letters mixed up, but I think it's called AIQ. They give you like six different categories of scores, and the scores aren't necessarily good or bad. It just kind of like illustrates how you learn, basically. Not saying like, oh, this is a bad way to learn and this is a good way to learn.
This is a visual learner. Yeah. This is a rote learner.
Yeah.
This person needs to be explained why.
Yes. Yeah. And their thing is like they want to instruct teams on how to best coach a player instead of saying, oh, this player is a 72 out of 100. No, here's how you can take these facts about how they learn and you can apply it to the way you're going to coach them.
It's kind of like another view of the concept in education of learning modalities. And some people have said that is not a thing. There's been all sorts of studies done on it, but like, are you a visual learner? Are you a kinesthetic learner?
But it's unsettled science.
100%, which is why, especially why the NFL, out of all people, shouldn't be messing around with it.
We've got a couple minutes left, and I got to ask this to me is the question right now. With all the infrastructural changes that are being made to the Bears and the influence that Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze may have, this time as inflection point, is Matt Eberflus ready for this and capable? Is Shane Waldron ready for this and capable?
That's hard. I would have gone a different way. If you think about it. Okay, you're hiring a new PR guy. You're drafting a new quarterback. you're making all these other changes in the building, but you didn't change the coaching staff. So that's interesting to me. Clearly, they think he is equipped within the Bears. They believe in Matt Eberflus. And I do think Matt Eberflus is a very good coach. I just don't think he is who I would have probably chosen if I'm drafting a new quarterback, because you want the best person to develop a quarterback. I don't think in any world that Matt Eberflus would top your list there. So that is kind of how I feel about that. But I don't think that means he can't be successful. I don't think that's necessarily going to be like the Bears' fatal flaw, like it has been with a lot of their other cycles of quarterback, coach, GM, quarterback, coach, GM, quarterback, like that cycle. I think they can get out of the cycle without having like fully restarted on everybody. Because I do think like Caleb is like a good enough prospect to do that. So I don't necessarily think that keeping Eberflus is going to ruin everything here. But I do, if I had been in charge, I think I would have gone a different direction and tried to find the best person to develop a quarterback. But what was interesting is you look at the three teams that took quarterbacks number one, or sorry, not number one overall, but the top three teams who drafted the quarterbacks all in a row, they all have defensive head coaches. That was interesting to me. Bears, Commanders, Patriots. None of them put a head coach in place that is an offensive mind. So maybe we're all just inflating the importance of having a head coach who is an offensive mind. And maybe it's just, you just need the best offensive coordinator.
I don't know if they have that.
Which I don't know if they have. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure.
That kind of becomes the next part of the question, but we're gonna spend some time finding out. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah.
We really appreciate you bringing, like, this is your stuff. Like, this is your reporting. And for you to bring it here to us at The Score, we are very, very thankful that you had the time and the inclination to come and hang out with these two idiots that host this show.
Thanks for having me. It was really fun.
Anytime. We mean that.
Yeah.
That is Kalen Kaler with football information from The Athletic. Next up, I've got some strong thoughts for the Chicago Sky and a missed opportunity because they went cheap and lame and low rent and small market when it's the opposite of what they should be doing right now, and they still don't seem to get it. So they're gonna hear it next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
How important is it to you that whether it's to free agents or anyone else, that you are selling a top-of-the-line, first-class WNBA experience?
Yeah, it's super important to me, and it's super important to them. They went and got a Hall of Fame player as a coach. We built an incredible staff, got everybody that we wanted. We were in daily conversations about practice facilities. Since I've taken the job, I can tell you there's nothing that I've asked for that I haven't gotten for these players. So you know, nothing from me on that end, but positivity.
Yeah, well, that was Jeff Pagliacca, the general manager of the Chicago Sky, when we had him on after they drafted Angel Reese. And I've been saying this over and over again, and I'm sorry if I keep repeating myself, but as I said at the time, now is when you've got to be big market. You've got to match up with the Las Vegas Aces and the Liberty and the Sun, everybody else. You've got to be big. What the Fever is doing now in Indianapolis, you've got to spend money. It might look like, oh, my God, what are we doing right here? You'll make it back. That Angel Reese opening press conference was an embarrassment. And thank you to the people on Twitter that did the side-by-side comps, not only of Caitlin Clark.
Alyssa Peely,
for whom she is a Samoan and Alaskan native, and they had tribal ceremonial presentations for both of the tribes with which she's connected. And Angel Reese has to walk in by herself into a YMCA. It's just a local public. It used to be the multiplex.
Right. Explain to people where it is that the Sky do their stuff. It's in Deerfield.
It's
not
in Deerfield.
Here in the city.
It's at the border of Deerfield and Northbrook. It is in the southwest corner of Waukegan Road and Lake Cook Road, back behind a Deerbrook Mall and then the Lake Cook Center strip mall, and it's in a bunch of restaurants and dry cleaners, and the Bulls practice there until they built the Birdo Center.
And does the Birdo Center still exist?
As far as I know.
I don't know
what it is. I don't know if it's like an Amazon warehouse or what it is.
Because I feel like that, if you're going to stay up there, that's the move.
But did you see who's here? Look at that. Holy crap. It just looks so normal.
It's like, Jay Zawoski.
I looked over like, oh, producer.
I'm going to give him a hug.
I did a literal double take right there because I was like, producer and producer. That's Jay Zawoski. Oh, my God.
I'm just here to see Mitch.
Good. I got questions for you, too. It has to do with the Salt Lake City Coyotes. We'll get to that later.
Okay, so Beth bought a Theragun, and it's Theragun, one word. Now, I constantly refer to it as the Ragoon.
I was going to say there, a gun.
Crime!
You know, it's Theragun, and I said, oh, I see you're using the Ragoon.
And then she punched you in the face.
Yes, and she throws it at me. It's like, now to me, it's always going to be the Ragoon.
That sounds like a pasta dish of some kind.
Right, or...
Past the Ragoon.
Or some like a James Clavell novel.
Was that Carmine's name, the Big Ragoo?
The Big Ragoo, yeah, the Ragoon. So where was I? Anyway,
we were
Sky,
having righteous indignation
Sky,
about the
do
Sky.
Do better. Be bigger. Be better. You owe Angel Reese that. I want to apologize to her on behalf of the city because the Sky have a terrible league-wide reputation for being cheap and lame.
So I was out for a walk, had a beautiful walk Saturday morning around Hyde Park, went to the lake. I took some pics. It was just great. And I get a text message from a friend of ours who is a national basketball name. And they were like, What's up with the Sky? And I said, here's the thing. Here's the thing that people know locally that work in media in Chicago, maybe not nationally, is that their reputation's not great. There have been people who have complained about the facilities. They don't really have their own place. And then, like, as I was walking, I was talking to this person, I was trying to figure out how could it be better in the interim. I get that you can't immediately just have a place built and it be yours. Like that takes years of planning, all sorts of stuff. And I've been trying to figure out, would it be easier for them to partner with someone?
Yes.
Clearly, you can't have Wintrust because Wintrust is DePaul's, and not only DePaul's, they have stuff there all the time. Whether it is the NBA Combine stuff that they have earlier this year, shows every weekend at the Wintrust. In fact, a lot of WNBA teams have moved their Caitlin Clark games to another venue because they're not big enough. There's no real opportunity for that here unless the Sky were going to move that game to Soldier Field, which is what I think they should do. Nevertheless, I kept trying to figure out, is there a good partner? No diss to Deerfield, but the idea of the Sky players having to live a little bit closer to there than maybe the city proper.
I think Allie Quigley and Courtney Vandersloot actually bought in Deerfield.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. But I mean, Allie knows the area because of being at DePaul. If you're Angel Reese and you're like, oh, I'm going to Chicago. And then you're like, no, I'm not. I am going to Deerfield. So I've been trying to figure out, and I'd love to talk with someone, nothing even off the record. And there's nothing wrong with Deerfield. Even off the record with someone at the Sky about whether or not they have actually tried to partner.
There used to be something wrong with Deerfield, by the way. Talk to your friend James Baldwin about that in the 1950s.
Yeah, there's all sorts of stuff. Yeah. But I kept thinking, like, Roosevelt would be a really interesting partner for them. The gym is small enough that, you know, that you get your work done, that you kind of get in and out. Ray and I were talking about this. Like, since Robert Morris went belly up, every time I walk past that building and get to DePaul's downtown campus, I'm like, this is just here. And like, there's nothing going on. But the thing that I think that you said, and you didn't say it during the segment, you said it before the show, you can do the Angel Reese. You don't have to do that in Deerfield. You could have done the Angel Reese thing at the Chicago Theater.
Could have done Park West. Exactly.
It doesn't have to be basketball related. You could have actually turned that into a thing. You could have made it you could have had it the site of the signature room. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could have done it anywhere in this city.
There was
city.
No media there. You didn't even have somebody walk into the room escorting her as somebody representing your team. It was garbage.
You could have, no matter what, have done it in a more big-time manner. Even if, like, right now, there's all sorts of concerts and stuff at the United Center, which is why the Sky can't move their game with Caitlin Clark to the United Center. But you know what? You could have had Angel Reese's media availability at the Advocate Center. You could have very easily said to the Bulls, hey, pick out a day where there's not going to be a lot of people there, and we're going to have the Angel Reese press conference at the Advocate Center. And you didn't.
Our current and former producers are advising us to break and explaining that we have to because Tim Jenkins.
Screw this guy and screw that guy. They think they got Polish power over there.
Jay says break, you break.
Our offensive coordinator, Tim Jenkins, is going to tell us what he would run with all of these toys next on The Score.
Good Polish kid.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!